is Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Saint Etienne. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I don't think I've ever said that in the correct order. It's supposed to be 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, but it's more fun if you mix it up. Welcome back to Pisces season. I'm Lauren. This is Pisces season. I don't really have a show. I just come in here every 2 weeks and play my silly music. I have been really busy this week, and I wasn't on radio last week, so then I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna keep up my every 2 week pattern. At least I think it's been every 2 weeks. I'm not 100% positive, but it's okay, because I've been working so much. I was actually listening to WMFO on the way home from work yesterday, and it was pretty good. It's always like weird to tune in to people that you know, but also people like you don't know. And like, I hate to admit it, but I don't always listen to WMFO a lot, especially during the summer. I don't know. And someone was like, the song's for my friends in Vermont. And I like, I don't know why, but I cannot stop thinking about like what that means. And he played a song about like a storm coming or something. I mean, like, I forgot about it by the time I got home, so I didn't look up anything about storms in Vermont. But I also like didn't know if it was like his friends in Vermont were listening and like they wanted him to play that song, or if he isn't talking about any particular friend and he's talking about like friends as in like, you know, like the friends in Vermont are like general population of people in Vermont, not actually his friends. And I don't know why I like have not stopped thinking about that, because I don't know, it's just really interesting. Like, I have literally no idea what that guy means, and he's like has no idea that I'm like listening to him on my like way home from a hospital. But that's what's fun about live radio, especially freeform. You can talk and say and do whatever as long as it's within FCC guidelines, so that's pretty cool. I listen to a lot of radio at my other job, and I don't think it's good to like bash on other radio stations on air, and I try not to, except for I literally can't resist. I just like, it's always like, I understand, like, you know, they gotta play certain songs and whatever else, and like we don't have to because we're freeform, but I mean, sometimes the vibes are just like insane. It'll be like the most like gut-wrenching song you've ever heard, and then the next song's like something by Dua Lipa, and like, I mean, I understand like it's more of like a shuffle thing, but what is the thinking there? I can't even begin to, anyway. And that's what's nice about WMFO is, people try not to do that, which is cool, and we don't have to play certain songs, because we're freeform, and that's what's fun, and you can listen to me talk for, like, 20 minutes because it's freeform, and I can do that. Anywho, if you want to call and say hi, suggest a song, any of that, the number is 855-915-9636, or if you are shy and don't like to call, you can go to WMFO.org, and up in the little menu bar at the top of the screen, you can hit DJ chat, and we can chat and text. You can put GIFs in the chat. That's about it. I don't really know what else you can do in there except for, like, say hi. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's just mainly a collection of music that I've been listening to recently. Nothing fancy, but hopefully you like it, because if not, that means that my music tastes bad. Up next is a song from The Smiths, because this album has been my favorite this summer. This is Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before.
Everything will be fine. I spent the summer wasting the time was passed so easily. But if the summer's wasted, how come that I could feel so free? I spent the summer wasting, the sky was blue beyond. I spent the summer wasting. 'cause 7 weeks of feeling guilty, 7 weeks of staying up all night. Summer, winter, winter and springtime, you had the birds sing, everything will be fine.
That was Summer Wasting by Belle and Sebastian, and before that was Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before by The Smiths. I have to admit that I'm not a huge Belle and Sebastian fan, and I think that might be the first time that I've ever played them on my show, which is crazy considering that I'm a cool indie college DJ that plays old music and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I actually didn't even know that there was no Belle, and I don't even know if there's a Sebastian, but my housemate was like, you know, it's just guys. So that kind of gave me a reason to never really listen to them, because what's with the Belle? You know what, I'm gonna look that up and get back to you after this next song. Up next is Let It Go by Alex G. G. So during that song I figured out there is no Belle, there's no Sebastian, but there is a woman. The violinist is named Sarah, and she's a woman. And it's their name comes from a French children's book from 1965. So that's cool. I guess that makes a little more sense. But yeah, no comment on that. I don't really, no opinion, just it is what it is. Up next is an awesome song by Wilco that I was kind of like keeping in my back pocket to play in the fall, because I didn't want to get back to regular programming and be like, oh, here's all this music that you missed from me, and then it turns out that I actually have played all of that music before during the summer. It's looking like that's what it will end up being, but you know what, it doesn't matter. So I decided to play this song today. If any of that made any sense, I'm kind of like scatterbrained today. Yeah, this song, it's funny. I can't say that my parents really educated me in the whole music sense beyond Duran Duran and Pixies. And I mean, like, my mom and dad both show me very great music that I still listen to today. But, you know, nothing like really, I guess, like, what's like, I don't even know how to say this without sounding so annoying. My parents have never showed me like The Smiths or Wilco or anything like that. So I didn't know who Wilco was when I was like in eighth grade, which is like a fair thing. That's not like a thing most eighth graders are like, oh yeah, I love Wilco. And my like really fake middle school boyfriend was like, oh, you should listen to this song, it reminds me of you. And also my dad knows the drummer in the band, and it was this song by Wilco, and I remember being like, literally, who cares? Which is like so ridiculous to think about now. Yeah, I didn't care at all, and I honestly thought it was kind of annoying, and I didn't really like the song. Yeah, so that's funny to look back on. But I was in eighth grade. I was more interested in, you know, the musical theater side of music. So I'm playing the song. I really like it now. It's just funny to think about its origin, and I will never, ever, ever associate this song with anything other than that, and I will never be able to like forget it. I think about that every single time I listen to this song. Maybe that was such a hyper specific story that you'll think of it whenever I play this song, and then you will continue to think about it every time you hear the song. I don't know, we'll see. Up next is Pot Kettle Black by Wilco.
and all my days of working. Me and Jean, we never fight.
Dinners by MJ Linderman. Yeah, it's about the half hour, which means it is PSA time. And today's PSA is go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I chose that one today because, I got a notification from the New York Times because, you know, I get the little news story alert, whatever thing that they send about how the oceans might just, like, stop. Like, there's going to be no more currents by the end of the century because of global warming. And obviously, that's going to be catastrophic for the Earth. And I just cannot imagine there not being currents. Like, that, I didn't even know that was a thing that could happen, so that's pretty insane and scary, because we're rapidly destroying the Earth. You know, I don't know if it's something we can fix at the household level, but rechargeable batteries is a good start, I guess. Yeah, that's makes me feel depressed. So let's move on to the next song. It is Take My Hand by Matt Berry.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say, that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
That was That's How I Got to Memphis by Tom T. Hall. And before that was Take My Hand by Matt Berry. That last song I got from my little brother, who actually just came and visited me at Tufts, like this last weekend. We went to Manchester by the Sea, which is like one of his favorite movies. And a great movie, not because of the movie, just to go to the beach, and the beach that we picked happened to be there, so that was funny, because he was like, I don't know, we just talked about it the whole time, and it's just a very different town in the summertime when it's like beach and not like snowy and depressing. Yeah, so that was my weekend, and he cued a lot of songs that I stole, but that one namely. I go to Memphis to go home, like that's where I fly into, so I feel a connection to Memphis, even though I'm not from there at all. So that's a fun little song, I guess. This next song I've been listening to on vinyl a lot, I am scared and not ready to play vinyl in the studio, because knowing me, something's gonna go wrong, or I'm gonna do something, and the studio already perplexes me enough. I don't need to add another layer of confusion on top of that. So, I guess it'll just be the Spotify version today. It is sad, though. I feel, I've been listening to, like, a lot of music on vinyl and cassettes and CDs, and I do feel like it is much better that way than on Spotify through your computer, because a lot of these songs were not intended to be played in this format. My housemate was telling me something about the way that we like compress sound for like TV and for music too, and how it all becomes like very like loud and also like one level of volume, and I think about that a lot now, and she said that's why we all have to use subtitles when we watch TV, because it's like audio mixing so bad now that it's like really hard to watch TV. Which I believe. Yeah, that's about it. I hope you enjoy this next song. Unchained Melody by Al Green.
Thank you. and time can do so much. Are you still
off
change its mind. New day decides on a new design. A new day gets set on another way. As long as I live, all I've got to say, this old dog ain't about to forget all we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, this old dog ain't about to forget.
That was This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco. It's almost 2. I'm already... Oh, I didn't even... Whoops. Didn't log that song on Spinatron. Sorry, guys. I'm getting tired, which is not good because I'm going to work in like an hour. Until 11. Yay! But, I am running out of things to say. I desperately need to get coffee, and get out of the studio and stop breathing this musty radio studio air. So I have 2 more songs for you and then I'm gonna get out of here. So yeah, I don't really have much to say about either of these songs at all, so sorry, I'm losing it just a little bit. Up next is a cute little song by the Beach Boys called Forever, so enjoy.
If every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever. Just what we had, it shone forever. If the song I sing to you could fill your heart with joy, I'd sing forever. Sun
Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? The sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Who Loves the Sun by the Velvet Underground. It's the half hour, or not the half hour, 5 minutes to the hour, so that means that I can tell you that, oh, no, it's not. I'm gonna wait a little bit. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and for listening to my show. I very much appreciate it. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile. I probably won't be back in 2 weeks because I think I might be traveling, but, I will try to come back sometime soon and play music and, all that good stuff. I hope you enjoyed today's show as well, and all my music, and I'm sorry to cut it 5 minutes short, but sometimes that's what you have to do when you're tired and also have work for 8 hours after this. Yeah, that's about it. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
I think you've seen me before.